Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think at the end of the day, if you're going to go to court to try and aggressively disenfranchise people, then you're not on the side of democracy. You're not on the side of real freedom.
Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says Republicans challenging the state's new automatic voter registration are working against democracy. Lawmakers contend the system the governor put in place never passed the legislature. Their lawsuit is in part based on the widely discredited independent legislature doctrine, which contends only those lawmakers can set election rules without judicial review. Senate Democrats want to know why the State Department approved two emergency weapon sales to Israel without congressional approval. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says there's no blank check to disregard civilian lives.
U.S. military aid always includes conditions, and there is no exception even for our allies.
In a letter to the State Department, the Democrats say the sales are highly unusual and need oversight. Meanwhile, the White House is mulling ways to respond to a deadly drone attack by Iranian-backed militias without sparking a wider conflict. President Joe Biden says he would be willing to close the U.S.-Mexico border if Congress would only send him a bill to sign. A bipartisan group of lawmakers have been working on an immigration policy deal, but former President Donald Trump is urging his allies to reject it. Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah calls that appalling.
The idea that someone running for president would say, please hurt the country so I can blame my opponent and help my politics is a shocking development.
Supporters of the bill say it aims to get to zero illegal crossings a day, strictly limits amnesty, and increases detention beds to quickly detain and deport migrants. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's the best they can get and also unlocks aid to Ukraine.
I don't mind helping our allies stand up to the bad guys, but we got to fix our own backyard here. No money for anybody until we secure our border.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court wants the state's elections board to answer Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips' claim he's being barred from the state's primary. The Minnesota congressman accuses the state's Democratic Party of forcing him to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to gather signatures to get on the ballot. He says far-right MAGA Republicans are not the only ones undermining democracy.
Most Democrats want a different nominee. 83% of young ones want someone different. Clearly, there's more of an appetite for an unnamed generic Democrat than the existing one.
And the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments regarding mifepristone, the commonly used abortion pill, in late March. The case challenging access to the drug will mark the court's first return to the abortion issue since it overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you?